Welcome, friends, family, enemies. This is Apex Alpha's Alpha Grind. Let's see what we learn today.
Yo, yo.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is your friendly Apex Alpha, and this is the Alpha Grind. Once again, thank you all for listening. I appreciate every single listener, whether you're friend, family, or enemy. I really appreciate you because the only way that I can help the world get better, one person at a time, is with you. So today we're going to be talking about dreams
and getting sold dreams, buying dreams, people selling dreams, all of that stuff. Now, this may be something that you have heard of, and if it's something that you have not heard of, it's probably also relevant to you. So, we'll start off with some things that I was sold that was a dream. So, I don't think my mom was trying to really sell me a dream. I think she was just trying to give me goals in life. But as I look back on it, I think it was selling a dream because life never goes as you plan it. So, my mom always told me to, you know, go to school, get an education, go to college, get married, have kids. And I tell people all the time, yeah, my life didn't happen like that at all. Like, I went to school, got an education, that was all great. I got an education, I was a top scholar, and I didn't get, like, a lot of, scholarships and things of that nature. So, that kind of backfired on me with me doing so well in school. Then, got a job, got a girl, was about to marry a girl, all this type of stuff. That backfired on me. I tried it again. I tried to get married, have kids. That totally reversed. The kids part happened, but the marriage part didn't. So it was like, it never goes as planned. And that was the first dream that I bought. And at that point, then and there, I got my own mindset about how I want to go about life. Like, yeah, people can give you goals and plans, but they don't always line up. So establish your own goals, plans, and passions. And if you stick to your passion, even when times get tough and you be consistent, you'll live out your dreams, however they may be and whatever you may want. But the thing is, make sure your dreams is your dreams. So the thing is, it's like, what is your dream? Now, there are ideas and goals that can become aligned or aligned with what you have interest in. That's different. That's different than buying a dream. That's establishing goals and steps to achieve your goals. If someone tells you, like, yo, in your life you have to make $1 million, in your life you have to have 3 wives, a lot of kids, those things like that, that's selling dreams. You have to have a 6-figure income, things like that. It was a post that I had recently came across, and I agree with the post. It was like, people, you know, they are hurting themselves, or they go into these deep depressions when they aren't able to live up to these lavish lifestyles, you know, on Miami Beach, California, all this type of stuff, and they're sad and depressed just due to the fact that they can't have these lifestyles. But the thing is, that lifestyle is not meant for you. Wherever you're at in life is what you're meant to do. And the thing is, if you want to improve your life to something better, you have to take steps and precautions to do that. It's not just going to happen. And the thing is, for some people, for that small percentage of the world that things like that do happen for, that's for them. You're not supposed to compare your life to somebody else's, because that person that is rich, they can have no family. And would you really rather have more money, dead presidents, than you would family and friends? Like, that's when reality, you have to really set reality in, because there's plenty of people, and you see it, plenty of people that got all of this money do suicide, all this type of crazy stuff, and it's for their own reasons. And people think that money is the way to go. No, it's not. And then you have people out here with all the family in the world, people in poverty that are happy, and that they feel like they have a dream life. And it's like, really, it's like, you should have a good balance with all of it. And that would really relate back to the previous podcast, which talks about being rich. Like, how rich are you? And in what sense of wealth do you have? Are you spiritually rich? Are you socially rich? Are you financially rich? Are you mentally rich? All of these different perspectives of wealth really matter. And me personally, I believe that it should be well balanced. I believe that you should have enough money financially to live comfortably and don't live over your means. You should live in a setting that's comfortable enough, that's not too difficult, but not too easy either. Because the thing is, if you start raising a child, which most people do want to leave a legacy, and that your legacy usually falls with the business or children, the thing is, you don't want the children aspect to, you don't want them to be basically over in, what's the word I'm looking for? You don't want them to be like, they don't need nothing. They don't have, they don't need nothing to nobody because they rich. They live a lavish lifestyle and they don't have principles and morals to establish them as a decent human being inside a civil society. You want them to build those principles and establish those morals. It's a saying that goes that children raised that are basically, I can't remember, but basically the thing is, if you give a kid a whole bunch of money, they don't know the principle or morals or how to make that money on their own. They only have the money. That's like, I made a post before that if you buy a body, which is basically like getting plastic surgery and things like that and making you look a certain type of way, then that means that you don't have, you necessarily don't have the discipline to maintain it. Because the thing is with surgery, for instance, that when you do surgery and things like that, there's fat spillage and things like that if you don't maintain it a certain type of way. So that's just one of the things. It's the thing is, it's about the maintenance. So you really got to take that into accountability.
So, as I was saying, when it comes to basically being aware of oneself when it comes to dreams, and that goes for buying, selling, and then choosing how to get to your own dream, you really have to be knowledgeable of such a thing. And the thing is, the first step to being knowledgeable is being known when you're sold. Like, if you go to a car dealership and things like this, and this happens a lot, you get car salesmen that'll try to tell you all the great details about a car, but they won't tell you the bad details, right? So you like, oh, okay, awesome, this car sounds great. But a technique that I learned is that, say for instance, they tell you about one car, and let's say you got some extra money supposedly and you want to get a better car, right? So then you go like, hey, you know what, I think I want this car, it looks a little bit better, blah blah blah. So what's the difference between this car and the previous car that I had talked about? Then that's when you'll start getting information on the bad details about the car. But the thing is, why can't you get those bad details right from the get-go? You know, that's an idea for me of selling a dream. Like, give me the complete realism behind this stuff. Like, that'll be more effective, and plus you'll get a more fluid response from me. Like, whether I want something or not, it'll be fully engaged versus me finding that, you know, it's not what I want from the get-go. All right, so now for you to think about is, have you been sold a dream? Like, is there something in your life, out of that, there's something in your life that you believe or was shown and think is the way, and reality hasn't been showing you that that's really what it is? So for me, that I already gave you guys my example of how it really is, but another example is financially. Like, at one point in time in my life, it was hard for me to keep $100 inside my savings account, and it wasn't because of frivolous, I think that's the correct word, frivolous spending or anything like that. It was just, you know, a impoverished society, you know, people not accepting me for higher paying jobs because I didn't have experience, despite how well I did in school and things like that. I had to grind my way up, and only through my grind and my work experience did people then acknowledge my skills and put me into positions to do better for myself and for society. So that was something for me, that no matter like what your schooling is, that you still got to earn your way through society. It don't matter how smart you are, it don't matter. Is it now, even if you go to college, it don't matter if you got a degree, you can still be working at McDonald's. So that was something for me. But, you know, just think on that. You know, think about some stuff that you may have been sold when it comes to dreams. And then the next question is, what is your dream? Like, what is something that you strongly, strongly believe or want that's not something that somebody necessarily planted into your head that's of your own mind that you really want? Like, I tell you all the time in the beginning and the end of my podcast, my goal is to help the world one person at a time in some way, shape, or form. And that could be physically, mentally, or spiritually. That's why this podcast, I try to have it revolve around all three. So, you know, we talk about training the physical body. We talk about mentally investing in yourself. We talk about spiritually, you know, aligning yourself with speaking positivity and bringing positivity into your life, things like that. So, you know, what is your dream? What is your dream? What is your goals? And, you know, I think that's a great way to end the podcast for today. Plus, I got to get to my daughters. So you all have a beautiful day. Once again, thank you for listening. And this is the Alpha Grind. And the goal is to change the world to be better, one person at a time, including myself. So thank you all for listening. And see you on the next episode. Right, this is the Alpha Grind. You have made it through another podcast. I appreciate you for listening. If you want to get in contact with me or see any of my other activities, go to wolfhulkgaming.com, wolfhulkgaming.com. Please spread the word. I'm just trying to help the world become a better place and also have fun while doing it. So this is the Alpha Grind. Thank you for listening and see you next time.